This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, you're with me, Ezra Zaid, and tonight we'll be speaking about Thailand Week. Malaysia Thailand Week is back in the city for the 7th year running with the theme Authentic Thai. Today we have with us the director of Thailand Week, Ms. Vichada Pabanjirkit, and she's here to speak about the event and share with us more on Thailand's bilateral ties with Malaysia. Vichada, welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Now, tell us a little bit more about yourself and how long you've been the Minister Counselor of Commercial Affairs at the Royal Thai Embassy, as well as the Director of Thailand Week.
Okay, thank you very much. I was based here almost 3 years. I'm from the Ministry of Commerce, Department of International Trade Promotions.
And what is part of that responsibility, given the roles that you have? What are you primarily focusing on?
Okay, the main function of our office is to promote Thai products in Malaysia market. We also will assist our Thai entrepreneur to create the business and trade opportunities with Malaysia company. Each year, we also organize several activities in order to meet our objectives, such as Thailand Week, for example. We also organize a trade mission to Bangkok in order to bring Malaysia importer to see our new products in Thailand.
But also historically, trade between our two countries has long gone beyond these past 7 years. I mean, if you look back into history, there's always been some sort of trade, either through or whatever it is. I mean, it is a very, very long list. I mean, can you expand a little bit about that?
Yes. Actually, the trade relation between Thailand and Malaysia has increased significantly. In the past 3 years, the total trade between the two countries is around $25.8 billion annually. And for the first 6 months of this year, the total trade between the two countries is around $11.4 billion.
So it's a very healthy exchange that has been going on between our two countries.
Yeah, that's right. In particular, the border trade. Yeah, you know that Thailand and Malaysia share the border trades. So a large amount of trade between at the border is very, very impressive.
What has led to this positive relationship between the two countries? Is it because culturally there are a lot of similarities? Is it because of our food and how we have similarities on that front as well? What do you think it is?
Yeah, the relationship between Thailand and Malaysia have a lot of dimensions, both security issues, trade, economics, cultural, socials. Yeah, and the most important one is the social, the cultural. Yeah, because we share the same border, so Malaysia is one of the largest tourists for Thailand, and right now Malaysia is the tourist from Malaysia is the second, follow China. And the latest, the figure that I know from the tourism office, the number of tourists from Malaysia is reached 2 million people already.
Wow. And what do you think is it about Thailand that keeps Malaysians going back to Thailand for more and for repeated visits?
There are several factors. Yeah, the first one, everybody knows that food. From Thailand, you will know the tom yum. Malaysia people like tom yum, like Thai food, and there are a lot of Thai restaurants in Malaysia also. The second one is the Thailand has a lot of attractive tourist destination, Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai, Phuket, Koh Samui. I think that everybody know this is the very famous tourist destination. And the third one, I think that Malaysia people will keen on this is shopping. Yeah, we have a Sunday market. I think the Malaysia people knows. We have a floating market. Yeah, this is another attractive destination. And if you go to Thailand at the end of the month, you will see a lot of on sale, 10%, 20% discounts every month. And so you will enjoy. Yeah, you enjoy the shopping in Thailand.
We'll probably see a lot more Malaysians at the end of the month as well. Folks, we're going to continue our conversation with Ms. Vichada Papanjirkit, Director of Thailand Week 2015. It's the evening edition.
It's the evening BFM edition.
You're with me, Ezra Zion, and we're speaking about Thailand Week 2015. And of course, that takes place from the 18th of September to the 20th. And that's happening at Mid Valley Convention Center. In the studio with me, Ms. Vichada Papanjirkit, Director of Thailand Week 2015. We'll speak a little bit more about that very, very shortly after this. But I guess, you know, continuing our discussion on what makes trade so exciting between the two countries, where do you think are some of the opportunities that we haven't explored yet that could lead to greater potential for both countries?
Food and beverage is one of the important sector. We see that there is a potential in Malaysia market because of Malaysia always come to go to Thailand and they are familiar with the Thai food. So food and beverage is one of the potential sector in Malaysia market.
And are there any challenges for example, Thai entrepreneurs who want to come to Malaysia and you know, look for business opportunities? Are there challenges in place in that respect?
Yeah. I think that the challenge right now is the ringgit depreciation, because the ringgit depreciation has affected with the cost for the importers. So right now the products import from Thailand is quite high. At the same time, the implementation of the GST by the Malaysia government also have a significant impact to the Malaysia consumer. Malaysia consumer are now are more careful for the spending. So in turn, it affected with the volume of Thailand export to Malaysia. So right now, I think that this issue is quite a challenge for Thai people in order to explore or to access to Malaysia market.
And do you think this is a short to medium term problem, or is this in the long run something that we can get over?
Yeah, I'm optimistic with this situation. I think that is in the short run only. Because there are other factors also affected with the trade between Thailand and Malaysia. It's not just for the domestic factor, but it's come from the global economy. Yeah, you can see that right now the global economy is quite weak. Yeah, the decline of the crude oil and commodity price. Yeah. So we can say that there are several factors that affected with the trade between the two countries.
We've mentioned, to some degree about the food and beverage industry, to a large degree, the tourism industry it takes center stage when it comes to our two countries. Is there another key industry that we can look to as to what really brings it together between the two countries?
Yeah. In fact, there are other sectors also, but in terms of the volume, for example, health and beauty products, the volume of health and beauty products in Malaysia is quite small for Thailand. We have the competitor from, for example, from Korea, from Japan.
Right.
Yeah. So... So far, Thai entrepreneur will try more in order to present our quality of Thai products to Malaysia market. So we have to try more and more in order to show. Yeah.
And so it's very interesting that you mention health and beauty products, because when you think about Thailand, it's gaining recognition for this huge industry for its skincare, cosmetics and spa products. And of course, Thailand is also becoming one of the fastest growing hubs when it comes to healthcare and beauty products and services in Asia as a whole. Can you tell us a little bit more about the beauty trade between Malaysia and Thailand?
I think that from my point of view, we have to present our health and beauty products to Malaysia more and more by organize the activities more frequently, but I think that we also there is quite some constraint, because actually these products its price is a little bit high, so the market or the person who can buy this product is quite limited.
The purchasing power.
Yeah, the purchasing power. Yeah, is quite limited. So I think that although this sector has a potential in Malaysia market, but I think that it will take some time. Yeah.
Have you and your department set certain targets and KPIs that you'd like to achieve when it comes to Malaysians investing in Thailand, or Thailand entrepreneurs looking to work with Malaysian counterparts? Do you guys have a set target as to what you'd like to achieve and what you'd like to see?
Yeah. Actually, our target is the volume of order, the new order is our target. So every time when we organize the trade fair, we will ask the importer to inform us the how much you buy from us, immediate sale or expected 1 year sale. So this is the one of our KPI. Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue our conversation about Thailand Week. More details after this. In the studio with me, Ms. Vichada Pabunjirkit, Director of Thailand Week 2015. It's the evening edition, BFM 89.9. It's the evening edition. I'm Ezra Zaid, and tonight we've been speaking about Thailand Week Malaysia. In the studio with me is Ms. Vichada Pabunjirkit, Director of Thailand Week 2015. Vichada, for folks who may not be familiar with Thailand Week, can you briefly explain what it is and what initiated this particular venture?
Thailand Week is an annual trade fair organized by Office of Commercial Affairs, Royal Thai Embassy. In fact, our office is under the Department of International Trade Promotion, which is one of the 66 overseas offices. The main objective of the Thailand Week is to offer the opportunities to Thai entrepreneurs to explore business and trade opportunities with Malaysia. It also serves as a trading platform for Malaysia and Thai entrepreneurs to interact, transact, and forge new partnerships and collaborations.
And so each year you have different themes, and this year's theme is Authentic Thai. And what's the key message there?
Yeah, every year we will have the theme, but what the message that we want to send to the public is the same. What is Thailand? So for this year, the theme is Authentic Thai. We showcase the Malaysia consumers, the Thailand authentic quality and affordable products and produce. And this year, we have 65 companies as an exhibitors, comprised of three sectors, food and beverage, gems and jewelry, and health and beauty products.
And just on that note about authenticity, the Thai government a few years ago had a Kitchen of the World type initiative. It was aimed at promoting authentic Thai food all around the world. Can you tell us a little bit more about the objectives of that campaign?
Yeah. The point is we want to send the message that Thai food, if you taste it, it's flavor, it's real Thai. That's been authentic Thai. So the message that we want to inform the public that if you see the products that from Thailand, you can ensure that this is real Thai product.
And so how will Thailand Week 2015 benefit entrepreneurs, visitors, exhibitors, or what are you hoping to achieve?
Yeah, we want to offer the Thai entrepreneur to have a fruitful discussion with Malaysia company. We want to use this as an opportunity for Thai entrepreneur to have a discussion, and we hope that after that, maybe next year, we will see the new importer as our exhibitor.
Yeah.
Because in the Thailand Week, not only the Thai exhibitor will participate in the event, but we also invite Malaysia importer of Thai products as our exhibitor also. So we hope that after Thai entrepreneur and the local people have a chance to discuss, we hope that maybe next year or the year after next year, we can see the new importer comes to us.
That allows for, I guess, different perspectives as to what it's like to import or export products from Malaysia or Thailand. Now, of course, it's a very, very popular week and trade fair. I mean, in 2013, about 35,000 people show up. 2014, 33,000 people. I mean, are you expecting a lot of people come through? And how much business is generated and conducted? Is there a way for you to figure out what the metrics are and how do you calculate what has been achieved?
In fact, we have a rules. After the Thailand Week is finished, we will distribute the questionnaire to all of the exhibitors. And one of the items that they have to fill in is the figure of the immediate sale and 1 year expected sale. So we calculate from the evaluation form that we provided to us.
And in fact, at this particular trade fair, you have these what you call business matching sessions, and you had quite a few of those in previous years, about 70 sessions last year. What are you hoping to achieve on that front, and what insights and what do people learn from these sessions?
Yeah, business matching is the main, it's important session that for the Thailand Week. We will invite Malaysia importer or any Malaysia businessman who are interested to see the Thai products to visit the fair. So if they during the fair, if any Malaysia importer or Malaysia businessman are interested in any Thai products exhibit in the fair, they can have the opportunity to discuss on site. Otherwise, they can ask us to help the business matching session, which we will provide a room, one-to-one meeting for them.
What is your process to curating who actually exhibits at Thailand Week? Because, of course, year after year, you've mentioned key industries that certainly do very well in this country. Do you try to mix it up every year with, you know, different and new vibrant companies, or are they the same companies that keep coming back and looking for different partners in trade? What's the approach?
Yeah, we will invite Malaysia businessmen, or maybe some of them may be the same person, but we try to update the list, the new Malaysia importer, and invite them to visit our fairs. So maybe some of them may be the same, but maybe some are new.
And in the time that you've been able to oversee this entire exhibition, what's the feedback that you get, A, from the public, but also the feedback that you get from the participants of Thailand Week 2015?
I would say that the feedback is very good. From year by year, we have the number of visitors has increased. And this year, we also hope that the number of visitors will increase around 10% from previous year.
All right. So here are the details for Thailand Week 2015. It takes place from the 18th to 20th September 2015. It happens at Mid Valley Convention Center, and the theme is Authentic Thai. Vichada, tell us where can people find out more information if they want to participate, if the public wants to visit this particular trade fair?
If you want to get further information, you can visit to our website, Thailand Trade Show, yeah. Or maybe you can access to our Facebook, yeah. www.facebook.com/Thailand Trade Show.my.
Thailand Trade Show.my. In the studio with me has been Ms. Vichada Papanjerkit, Director of Thailand Week 2015. Thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
If you miss any part of this program, you can download the podcast at www.bfm.my. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.